Nancy Kane, who is on the McLaren Health Plan phone line. She is with AAA Michigan. Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Fine, Rich. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Before we get to the holiday traveling for this weekend, let's talk gas prices just really quick. What do we have as the average price for today here in Lansing and across the state of Michigan?
Well, across the state, about $3.78 a gallon, and that's up a couple of pennies from a few days ago, but really down significantly from what people thought gas prices would be. Last year at this time, we were paying on average about $3.85. So prices are down largely because the crude oil price is down on the world markets from our highs in February. Crude oil was going for like $110 a barrel. And yesterday it traded for $89. So you can see the crude oil prices are down, and that really is good news for motorists. And we think it'll help more people decide at the last minute to head out this holiday weekend.
You know, I was thrown a little bit of a curveball this week driving around, because last Tuesday, the prices, which were pretty low at the time, went up to $3.89, which I kind of expected. We have a holiday weekend coming up. But yesterday, the price, at least here in Lansing, from what I saw, had gone down to $3.75. And later in the day, my wife told me that it even went down further than that at some stations, like down to as low as $3.61. I don't really consider that normal for it to go down just before the holiday weekend. What do you think?
Well, actually, Rich, that flies in the face of tradition. Traditionally, historically, prices tend to go up before the Memorial driving season because demand is up for that gasoline. But this year has been so unusual because we saw gas prices jumping up in January, the least driven month of the year. But prices did go up, and again, why they went up was the crude oil price was going up. At that time, there was concerns about Iran and what would happen if they, you know, stopped shipping oil from the Gulf of Straits of Hormuz. And also there were some concerns economically, globally. China was using more gas. So all those factors were pushing up the crude oil price. And really all of the experts were saying that, you know, they were saying we could exceed $5 a gallon gas this summer. And thankfully we're not, because all things have kind of settled down across the world. You know, the crude oil prices are down. You know, all the refineries are at full capacity. There's no issues overseas. So everything is working in really the motorist's favor for lower gas prices, and that's a good thing.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about gas prices later in this half hour with Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. He'll be on in about 10 minutes or so. Nancy, let's talk about the holiday traveling this year. Here in Michigan, how many people are going to be heading out of town?
Well, our AAA survey projects, Rich, that more than 1.1 million of us in Michigan will be traveling, and we're going to go more than 50 miles, and we're going to be traveling between yesterday, Thursday, and Monday evening. And those numbers are up a bit from last year, so we're projecting really that we should have a good summer tourism season. As you know, summer tourism, actually year-round tourism, it's a $17 billion industry here in Michigan, so we depend on tourism. And this year, it looks like, you know, tourism is going to be up both number-wise and spending-wise. People are going to be spending a bit more.
What's the average number of people who travel for Memorial Day when you look at years past?
You know, in years past, it's always been over a million. In the heyday years, it was 1.2 million. This was, you know, a decade ago when things were much better economically. But now we're seeing, you know, it's going back up again. And it had dipped for a while, and now we're heading back up. But part of the trend is people are telling us they're not going to go as far and not stay as long. So that speaks to the economy. There's more of a trend now to shorter getaways. And in fact, in this survey, basically, on average, the person traveling in Michigan and across the country, you're going to travel about 150 miles. It's a shorter trip. So people are staying a little bit closer to home, which actually is good for Michigan. People will be staying in this great state.
Now, is people who are making the shorter trips, and I did read that in the survey earlier this week, is that a big surprise that they're not going to be traveling as far when you consider that the economy is kind of on the rebound, according to some studies that have come out recently?
You know, it's not, because the economy is rebounding. Certainly, we got our mojo back in terms of tourism. But what we're seeing is people are going to take a trip now, but they might not go as far. But they plan to travel again this summer. This won't be their only trip. So unlike the old days when people would take the last 2 weeks of July, for example, and head off and be gone that long, the trend now is closer, you know, a little closer to home and more frequent getaways, not just once a year. So we do anticipate, in fact, one of our surveys that we did, people told us that, you know, the majority of people said that they were going to travel more than once during the summer.
Once again, we're talking with Nancy Kane from AAA Michigan. Nancy, you know, you think of the Memorial Day traveling, fun with family and friends, and unfortunately, there's also that problem when it comes to drinking and driving. And, of course, you've got the Click It or Ticket campaign, law enforcement out, checking on seatbelt use and also DUI. How big of a problem during the Memorial Day weekend is drinking and driving compared to other holidays throughout the year?
It's a problem. Anytime you've got more than one fatality due to alcohol, it's a problem. And last year during Memorial Day weekend, we had 9 people who died in 7 fatal crashes. And one of those, unfortunately, was a motorcyclist. And alcohol was a factor in 3 of those fatal crashes. And then also of the 8 killed in vehicles with seatbelts available, 3 weren't buckled up. So clearly, you know what, when you're traveling this holiday weekend, wear your seatbelt. Avoid alcohol, and certainly avoid being a distracted driver. You really need to pay attention to the road.
What are some of the hot spots, if you will, here in Michigan for Memorial Day weekend? What parts of the state do people like to travel to this time of year?
Well, you know, anywhere near water, Rich. People love to get out. If someone's lucky enough to have a summer cottage, this is the time they're going to be heading out to open it up for the season. But anywhere near water, we know that Frankenmuth, Traverse City, those areas will be popular. Folks will be heading up to Alpena. So anywhere where there's, a, you know, along the west side of the state, Saugatuck, very busy. And even people just traveling, you know, a little closer to home but still getting out.
And before we let you go, Nancy, what do you feel are the most important things that people who are going out of town need to be aware of on the roads this weekend?
Well, a key thing, Rich, and that's an excellent question. You know, you want to be prepared. Make sure your vehicle's in good shape and keep an eye on, and even if it's in good shape when you start, keep an eye on it and make sure you have plenty of gasoline. The last thing you want to do is pull into an unfamiliar area in the dark with no gas. So the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared and try and be a well-rested driver if you possibly can. And take breaks every 2 to 3 hours. And if you get more than one driver in your car, change drivers.
Nancy Kane from AAA Michigan. Nancy, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and enjoy the holiday weekend.
My pleasure, Rich, and the same to you, sir. Thank you.